trip to Europe.
Did you have some more things you wanted to share?
Yeah, real quick. Wednesday, I did go to the Republican Men's Club meeting. T.W. Shannon wasn't there, but Sean Roberts, who Kevin Stitt has endorsed for labor commissioner, was there. He's introduced by a freshman state rep, Wendy Stearman. I mean, I'm in awe of this woman. Homeschool mom decides to run. It's an open seat. Dr. Everett Piper.
What is Wendy running for?
Well, she's now up for re-election.
Oh,
she was
labor commissioner.
No. Oh. Sean Roberts is running for labor commissioner.
And so Wendy is now supporting Sean Roberts.
Yes, okay. She introduced him there, and afterwards.
And what Wendy? I mean, does she hold a position?
She's a state rep. She's from Collinsville here in Tulsa County, a district that takes in the northern part of Tulsa County all the way up and well into Bartlesville.
Okay.
And she, all of a sudden, we were talking, and she was just distraught. And I said, what's wrong? She says, I just got word. Dr. Everett Piper, after endorsing me last time, has just endorsed my opponent. And I said, really? Where did he at? She says, I'm trying to get it. Piper's not responding to me. So last night, I reached out to Everett Piper, and this morning, he had responded to me. And he said, my support of John Cain of Bartlesville has nothing, as in zero, to do with being disappointed in Wendy Stearman. She has been an outstanding representative. I support John because he's been a friend for 20 years. He's one of the most honorable people I know. I support John because he's trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous guy. Okay. Well, anyway, so you're Boy Scout. You know, I think of what Pat Buchanan said. When there is no need to change, there is a need not to change. Because all John McCain can ever do, and I looked at John McCain's announcement last fall when he's running. He said, you know, position-wise, I don't have any distinctive difference from Wendy Stearman.
John McCain?
I looked, John Cain.
But John Cain.
You is said his name. McCain. Okay, I'm sorry.
So, I was just going to say, he's come back.
Yeah. So really this comes down to Piper, and I'm going to paraphrase you, Everett. Somebody from my clique is running now. And here's the thing. Wendy Stearman, as a freshman, she has the confidence of the House leadership and gets placed right away as a vice chair of a committee. What happened this year, this conservative woman, homeschool mom, raising her kids, you know, she wrote the most pro-life bill in America and got it passed and signed by the governor.
Oh, she's the one.
She's the one.
Can we get her in here?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I told her, anytime, we'll get you here. And if you think, on speculation, that your buddy with no political experience, I'm talking to you, Mr. Piper, can somehow be better than her, now, at best, he might emulate her. But I'm telling you, when we've got the real thing, I'm not going to speculate. And I am endorsing wholeheartedly Wendy Stearman for re-election.
What's the old saying? If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What I think this really is, and we were talking to some politicos before the show today, is I think we've got something happening here. Bartlesville split into two House districts. One goes to the south and into Tulsa County. The other goes into Nevada County. And they're right now being represented from somebody in Nevada County and someone in Tulsa County. And you get this attitude of, this is Bartlesville's seat. Both of them. And we want Bartlesville people to represent us. And Earl Sears is running. He's the former, very rhino, former state rep who held that seat. And now he is running Wendy Stearman's opponent's campaign. And it's just a nativism thing in my book. But anyway, I'm a little bit worked up on that.
I
told Wendy, I'm with you.
All right, I see. Yeah, I look forward to meeting her and hearing her. And, I mean, if you're that impressed, she must be pretty good.
She's the real deal. This is a citizen legislator.
No, but when you say she's the one that wrote the bill, the abortion, anti-abortion bill that got passed in Oklahoma, which is now the most stringent in the United States of America. In fact, they were talking about it on Fox News and Newsmax this morning. Mm-hmm. Then that tells you something that we are on the map, people.
Yeah.
We've got the ire of MSNBC.
Yeah.
CNN and all the rest of them. So, we're doing something right. And,